News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Today marks 100 years of David Attenborough, undoubtedly one of the most influential people in wildlife and nature programming, one of the most influential people in world broadcasting. With us is Nick Gates, producer and director of the David Attenborough series Wild Isles. And Nick, of course, is both in a good position to commentate on the impact that David Attenborough has had. He's also a good microcosm of that influence, because as I understand it, Nick, you wouldn't be you without him.
That's right. Good morning, Anton, and thank you. And what an amazing day. What a feat, reaching 100 years old and still working. You're right. I was working in the city in London, and I got a bit bored of my job, and I thought I really would like to do that. I'd grown up watching David Attenborough, inspired by him, and I didn't really know how to get into making wildlife documentaries. So I wrote him a letter, and about, you write someone like that a letter and you're not sure if you're going to get a reply. About 5 days later, I got a reply, personally written, headed paper, signed by David Attenborough, telling me exactly what I needed to do to get into the industry. And the rest is history.
And give me a sense of how much of that industry he shaped, because there are some people who are presenters who show up, do a very good job and leave. And there are some who have editorial influence, who have production influence, who have an insight into what the market wants and how to lead the type of programming that is made. Is he the latter?
He's very much the latter. I mean, if you look at his career, it's quite extraordinary. And, you know, he could have quite easily ended up becoming, you know, director general of the BBC. And he changed that and chose to move into the presenting, the directing and the producing. And you've seen the wealth of series that he's ended up making in that extraordinary career that he's had because he chose to take that path.
Now, I realize
he's very much involved in the editorials.
You're biased, given that you have some skin in the game, but saving the ones in which you have been involved, what do you regard as the real highlights? The ones that if somebody has been living in a cave and hasn't seen any of them, where do they start?
Well, I grew up in the 90s watching series like The Trials of Life, the Life of Birds, The Private Life of Plants. Those for me were some of the first series that really put nature, you know, into my world. Like, you know, my family were interested in it. I got a little bit of it from school, but I would credit those David Attenborough series with giving me the passion that I have for the natural world. But I think if you haven't watched any of these, if you've lived in a cave your entire life, if you've never watched any of these series, watch something like The Blue Planet or Planet Earth. Those two series were really formative in bringing a massive global audience to just the beauty, fragility and wonder of the world that we all live on.
Lastly, behind the scenes, is he any crack?
He's great. I've had the great pleasure of working with David five different times, and he's one of those people who doesn't suffer fools, but he will take the time to speak to you. He'll take the time to make a real effort. But behind the scenes, when we're not filming, he's an absolute gent. I've enjoyed every single trip I've done with him. I've enjoyed every single chat I've had with him. He's a wonderful person, and he's got a great sense of humour.
And do you get a sense what drives him? Because you mentioned that thing of it is one thing to make it to 100, which is pretty impressive. Another to make it to 100 Compass Mentis, super impressive. Yeah. And to that, add to that, still working. There's not many who with that Venn diagram overlaps for. So what keeps him going?
No, I think we can all wish for a life like that. I think we'd all hope that we're able to still enjoy what we're doing at 100 and, as you say, be totally compass mentis. I think it is that deep-rooted passion for the natural world and for storytelling and for sharing the wonders of the natural world with other people. And every time I've seen him, he's always driven by that same passion to be able to share the stories of our planet with as many people as he possibly can.
Nick, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Nick Gates, who is producer and director of the David Attenborough series, Wild Isles. And that is pretty much it for us this morning on News Talk Breakfast. If there is anything that you missed and you want to have a listen back, like, for instance, as I say, Adam Bolton's analysis of the UK elections or Minister Patrick O'Donovan's declaration that Ireland are going to lead the EU in their response to the social media companies and how they treat kids, newstalk.com is where you can find it, or the Go Loud app. Big thank you to the team this week: editor Aisling Moore, programme editor Emma Bradley, producers Dara Faulkner, Aisling Lynch and Ellen Kenny, research Kian Burns. Anne-Marie Kane was our broadcast assistant, and Cormac McDonough was in the control room. I'll be back here on Monday, but before that, tomorrow at 5, I'm going to be on with Sinead Ryan on the Home Show, admitting all of my DIY disasters. Until then, bye bye.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.